Go down an octave. Sure. I'm gonna do the F, F D.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tempo. What you want?
What tempo?
The way we do it usually.
Yeah. You don't have to do that. You can go down an octave.
Ride, playful minds, golden light, waiting for them. Walking time, see me shine, kind and bright, I'm a ray of sunlight.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
That's how loud you wanted that.
Absolutely.
Are you positive?
Yes.
All right.
If anything, go louder.
Omari has to sing.
I have a microphone.
And is that okay? So now I just have to.
Rock show.
It'll have to do.
Union, just the regular slow one, yeah. Brilliant.
There we go. Amen to that. Thank you for bringing the energy this morning and getting us started. A special thank you to Pastor Penny for the song suggestion and for her preaching, which we are looking forward to continuing with that light and salt. Good morning. My name is Kelly Love, and I use the pronouns she and her, and I am one of the pastors here at the table. I'm glad to have you here this morning. If you weren't awake when you arrived, you are now. But don't we bring it all? Like, sometimes we bring that energy, we bring our determination, we bring our tired and bruised hearts, we bring our dragging spirits, and here we are in worship. This is where we bring it all. So glad that you are here with us this morning. And let's take a deep breath and settle ourselves in. And let's center ourselves in an attitude of prayer.
This world is harrowing, harrowing, all harrow, as if harrow were what the world is made of, what we are made of, as if harrow were strings to be strummed, tendons and veins to be strummed, as if harrow could be snapped between the teeth, the word one letter from the white meal inside our bones, the meal we could make of ourselves, harrow, two letters from the bird who might strum with its beak what the body is made of, what the world is made of, and in that strumming become the song.
A difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good. Yeah, I want my life to make a change. We're the citizens, we're the saints, with the sunshine, with the rain, with the joy, with the pain, with a change. You heal the sick and fed the poor, love the prophet and the whore, and through us you will do more. You're the change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Oh, I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good, yeah.
Amen, and thank you again. I am still Kelly Love, and my pronouns are still she and her. It is that time in the service when we invite our children to move from the sanctuary to their godly play sanctuaries, and our musicians will help us with special walking music.
Yeah, here we go. Sorry, I'm already.
Walking time, see me shine, kind and bright, I'm a ray of sunlight. Wonder eyes, playful minds, golden light, waiting for the springtime. Walking time, see me shine, kind and bright, I'm a ray of sunlight.
It is that time in our service. Our two godly play spaces are available, one for kindergarten through second grade, one for third through sixth grade, and parents or caregivers can pick up their children after worship. I'm reminding families that we receive an offering in godly play to support Mustard Seed School, which is a Montessori-based school for children who are part of families experiencing homelessness. We also have loving and professional childcare for our youngest children, those four and younger, just down the hall in the A-frame. We are so glad to have you here this morning, whether you're here in person or whether you're joining us online. Here at the table, we strive to be a community of faith that lives into our core values of being rooted in grace, growing in faith, reaching in love, and giving generously. So we want to share with you some possible next steps you might take to connect with our community and live into these shared values. Deep commitments are our annual invitation to all of you to share how you hope to be rooted in grace, growing in faith, reaching in love, and giving generously each year. So for those of you who don't know me, I before stepping into this role, I have years as a pastor, but also spent a stretch as a hospital chaplain, which meant that I was available to worship with this community, and so have been with you all as a participant for some time. And so I want to make my confession about how this invitation to deep commitments has been for me in some past years. There were years when I hesitated to submit a deep commitment because I wasn't sure if what I was bringing might more accurately be called a shallow commitment. I often doubted whether I would live up to my own highest aspirations, and the language of deep commitment seemed to ask for that. But from where I sit now in this role, let me tell you that wherever you are in your relationship to being rooted and growing and reaching and giving, even if it feels like you're just dipping a toe in, I really hope you'll go to the Deep Commitments form and take a moment to share your thoughts. Knowing something about where folks are on their journey of faith helps us, helps your pastoral team, your board, shape the ministries of this community of faith. And even though it's already 2026 and we often do this earlier, this is wrapping up later than we normally would, it's not too late. So we'd still like to hear your thoughts and reflections. And we've got our QR code up there, or you can go to the church's website to find that. We offer a gathering for newcomers to learn more about how we practice our faith at the table. We call it Growing in Faith. Our next offering of Growing in Faith will be February 27th and 28th. This session will be in a retreat style format, so Friday evening and 6 hours on Saturday. The 27th and 28th will be held here at the table, and again, you can find more information on our website as well as a link to sign up. We will be celebrating the sacrament of baptism at the Sunrise Easter service on April 5th at the Rose Garden at McKinley Park. Pastor George and I will be offering an orientation to baptism for anyone who might wish to learn about baptism, either for yourself or for your children. So please let us know of your interest and watch the newsletter next week for more details about a date and time. Finally, if you are one of the people who has expressed interest in being part of the Changemaker Initiative, there is a meeting on Tuesday by Zoom, so please take a minute to pause at the Next Steps table outside the sanctuary on your way out, check in with Pastor George, and learn more about the details about that. If you have any questions about any of this or about this church community in general, we would love to connect with you. So please head out to the Next Steps table after the service and bring whatever questions or topics are on your mind. All right, let's settle again. Now I invite you to remain seated as we sing Let Your Light Shine. This is a song that's new to our community, and it invites us to think about faith not as something we hold privately, but something that becomes visible in how we live. In a world that often feels dim or divided, this song echoes Jesus' call to let our lives point toward compassion, justice, and love. As we listen, may we reflect on what it means for our light to shine in ordinary and faithful ways.
You wanna get over, what are you gonna do? Watch the world go by in a corner of the room. I know it's none of my business, but there's something I need to say. If you could see you the way I see you, you'll start flying on your own. Step aside and let your light shine. Your love show, it's a short ride down the long road. When the rains come and the winds blow, let your light shine wherever you go. This world is ready and waiting for you to break on through. It's time to recognize, to realize you're the only one like you. Step on up. Step into your greatness. Don't you be afraid. There's a place where you will rise up to. No one else could do what you do. Get out of the way and let your light shine. Let your love show. It's a short ride down the long road. Rains come and the winds blow. Let your light shine wherever you go. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Bob Martinez. My pronouns are he and him. Hey, it's a busy day. We've got the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Milan. There's something else going on, something else. Oh, the Puppy Bowl, the Puppy Bowl, that's right. Whew, get my priorities. Our reading this morning comes from the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and I'll be sharing from the Message Bible with minor edits for inclusive language. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're right here to be light, bringing out the God colors of the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine, keep open house, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous creator in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish. I'm here to complete. I'm going to put it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet, long after stars burn out and earth wears out. God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item in God's law, and you will only have trivialized yourself. But take it seriously. Show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom of heaven. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom.
My name's Penny Adams, and I'm a retired clergy from the Western Pennsylvania Conference. I've been attending here at the table since 2013. It's my privilege to bring you the message this morning. Oh, yes, I forgot my pronouns, she and her. sometimes I forget what my pronouns are, so whatever. I'm glad you're here with us this morning. A few years back, I came across a story of some children from the neighborhood who were out playing in the front yard, and they saw a fire truck speeding by. They were sitting there on the front seat with the fireman was a beautiful Dalmatian who had some black and white spots, and the children saw that dog, and immediately they started to try and figure out why that dog was there. What was that dog's role with the firefighters? Well, one five-year-old said, "Yeah, I know. They use them to keep the crowds back when they go to fight a fire." "Nah," said another one, "he's there for good luck." Well, the third child, who was about six and was the oldest of the crew, he said with a very definite answer, "I know why he's there. They use him to find the fire hydrant." Yes, yes, yes. In trying to figure out and why that dog was there, those children were kind of, you know, dancing around one of the questions which we human beings seem to struggle with. Why are we here? What's the purpose of life? And even more than that, why am I here? What's my purpose in life? That's a key question that we wrestle with. Last week, we started looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount with Pastor Mike. And in the Beatitudes, Jesus was announcing a series of blessings. A blessing that's on the poor in spirit, those who hungered and thirst after righteousness. And so today, we continue with what Jesus said immediately after the Beatitudes. In our scripture today that Bob just read for us, Jesus is trying to help us understand just why we are here. Now, to define how he understands our purpose in life, Jesus uses three analogies. In the Message Bible, Jesus says that we are here to be salt seasoning, we are here to be light, and we are here to be light bearers. You are the salt of the earth. Well, what does that mean? The Reverend Dr. Izzy Alvaron, who is the director of United Methodist Connections, said recently in a Reconciling Movement letter that these past few weeks in Minnesota have been terrorizing. They've been terrorized by federal agents who've been murdering U.S. citizens, detaining children, separating families, sowing fear and chaos. But Izzy continued and said, "Love is not blind. Love also requires action." We're proud of people of faith, including Reconciling Ministries in Minneapolis, who provide a safe space to gather and pray and to engage in protest, even peacefully as they are harassed. We also saw neighbors taking care of each other, buying groceries for immigrant families, afraid to go outside of their homes, or looking out for children who had been dropped off for school. We saw clergy of all faith traditions who got arrested as they raised righteous indignation against the injustices of ICE. Many are doing what they can to support the vulnerable in their communities. Now is not a time for statements alone, Izzy continued. This moment, he said, implores us to love beyond words, to love courageously, and to courageously rise up against empire and tear it down with all the strength of the Spirit. Well, as I was preparing for the sermon this morning, I asked several friends, both near and far, and some friends here at the table to tell me what it might look like for them as individuals to to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And one of my friends sent me a Facebook post with this quote from Reverend Dr. Caleb J. Lines. It says, Jesus calls us to live distinctive lives, to be like salt, and salt melts ice. We must melt the illusion that ice is upholding the law. And I believe that the people of Minneapolis, the people of Sacramento, the people of Chicago, and even my small hometown of Franklin, Pennsylvania, and many other towns and cities around the United States, both large and small, both red and blue, are doing that. Just doing that by marching and participating in daily peaceful protests against ICE. A table member sent me a quote. It said, for them, to them being the salt of the earth means being honest, reliable, and morally upright in the community. In January, Presbyterians of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, answered that question of what it is to be the salt of the world this way. They erased $14 million in medical debts for thousands of Allegheny County residents, paid for by the contributions from members of the 117 churches of the Pittsburgh Presbytery. That is being salt. A friend of the table sent me this. She said, to be salt is to show up as myself so thoroughly, dissolving the ice, regulating the heart, preserving what is nourishing, and revealing the flavor of all I become part of, that others cannot help but be put at ease and come to trust that they too are called to be salt. They are needed, they are indestructible, and they change all that they touch. Yeah. That's salt. Nadia Bowles Weber recently told a story about her best friend who lives in the Twin Cities. And she said that last week ICE was setting up in the parking lot of a Lutheran church there. It was in the back of the church, and they didn't realize that the quilters were there that day. Well, the women quilters came out en masse to see the ICE agents, and they confronted them. They said, are you proud of what you're doing? And if so, maybe you ought to go set up in our front yard, because then more people could see you. And the ICE agents left. Now that's salty good. In our journey of faith, there are moments when we catch a glimpse of something extraordinary, a flash of the divine that leaves us in awe. And these instances of visible faith are not just abstract concepts. They are tangible experiences where we see Jesus at work in our lives and in the lives of others. To be the light of the world is to provide clarity and hope and direction in a world that's overshadowed by confusion and despair. I think both metaphors, salt of the earth and light of the world, imply active engagement with the world, not withdrawal from it. So that becoming salt and light begins with understanding our identity in Christ. According to Matthew 5, 13 and 14, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus doesn't say, try to be salt, try to be the light of the world. No, Jesus affirms that this is who we really are as his followers. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And our new identity in Christ transforms us from the inside out. I think one of the most effective ways that we become salt and light is by living lives of integrity. People tend to distrust hypocrisy, but they're attracted to genuine authenticity, so that when our actions match our words and our lives, our private lives, match our public persona, we gain credibility. Our authentic lives become a testimony to God's transformative power, to making others curious about what is the source of our hope and strength. In other words, who is this Jesus? You know, salt not only preserves, but it also enhances flavor. And similarly, we as Christians are supposed to be inspired to bring about positive change in our communities. I think one of the most impactful ways that we do this is through acts of service and acts of compassion. Jesus modeled servant leadership by washing the disciples' feet and by healing the marginalized. He taught the greatness in God's kingdom comes from serving others. So how do we do that locally? We can influence our families, our workplaces, our friends, our schools, our neighborhoods by looking for ways to serve. Now that could mean volunteering at a local shelter, or perhaps mentoring a young person, or simply being present for a friend in need. It could mean joining with many other communities of faith here in Sacramento to be a part of the monthly multi-faith prayer vigil sponsored by Sacramento ACT. And I've asked for a long time, what does ACT mean? Area Churches Together. Sacramento ACT, you can join that prayer vigil. Or you might want to join NorCal Resist in offering support for our local immigrants by accompanying them to government appointments and doctor's visits or school enrollments. Small acts of kindness, like giving food to a food bank, can have ripple effects, touching lives in ways that we may never fully realize. Because when we serve with genuine love, we become living examples of God's grace, drawing others toward the light of Christ. Light brings hidden things into view and uncovers reality, so that as followers of Christ, we are urged to communicate the truth thoughtfully, showing both kindness and humility. That doesn't mean confrontation or self-righteousness, but rather it means being involved and gently guiding others to the truth. It means standing up for what is right. It means being willing to have difficult conversations when necessary. Whether addressing issues of injustice or extending forgiveness or sharing the gospel, our words should reflect the grace and truth that Jesus embodied, so that when we speak the truth with compassion, we illuminate the difficult situations and we give hope and we give guidance to people who may feel lost or struggling or hurting. Salt and light work best in community. If you take a single grain of salt or a solitary lamp, there's very limited impact by those. But if you put many grains of salt together, or you join several lights together, their influence is multiplied. Being a member of a church community like The Table provides us with opportunities for personal growth and meaningful service and mutual accountability. We can strengthen one another. We can pool our resources. We can influence others and affect greater change. Supporting others through prayer and through affirming work and through affirming words or thoughtful actions enables us to positively impact our communities and our nation and the world. Being salt and light is challenging. There are times when our influence seems so small or so ineffective, or we feel discouraged by all the darkness that's around us. And yet Jesus reminds us not to lose our saltiness, nor to hide our light under a bushel basket. Faithfulness is the key. And even when those results aren't immediate, we are motivated to persist, trusting that our work is meaningful, even in difficult circumstances. Our perseverance can inspire others to bring about change in ways that we may never see in our own lifetime. You know, history is full of examples of individuals and communities whose faithfulness transformed societies. From the abolition of slavery to the founding of hospitals and churches and schools, Christians who lived out their calling have left an indelible mark on the world. You may never know the full impact of your words or actions and prayers. And yet sometimes it's just a small single act of kindness or a word of encouragement that's enough. It's enough to change the course of someone's life. When we live as salt and light, our influence extends beyond ourselves, creating that rippling effect that reaches the generations. Becoming salt and light in the world is not a one-time achievement. It's an ongoing, lifelong journey. It requires daily choices for us to pursue Christ, daily choices to serve others, daily choices for us to stand for the truth. So as we embrace our identity in Jesus, as we live with integrity, and as we engage our communities with compassion and courage, we fulfill Jesus' vision for his followers. The world right now is in desperate need of hope and healing and direction. And through God's grace, we can be the agents of change and transformation. So let's go be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen.
My name is George Dominguez, and I use he and him pronouns. And it's a joy to be here with all of you and those of you who are joining us online. Part of how we know Jesus is that he's the one who gathered people. He called disciples to follow him. He invited all kinds of people to share in fellowship. He invites us to do this in remembrance of him, together at the table and break bread together. Each week here at the table, The invitation to communion reminds us that we are welcomed, included, we are loved. So this invitation is for you, for each one and every one of us. All are welcome.
In getting to know Jesus, we witness his life and ministry and witness his teachings. We learn his values and we hear his call to be the salt and light for the world. We see his intimacy with God and we find ourselves drawn closer to God. And yet there is much in life, much in this world that can distance us from God. And so we bring that brokenness to God who loves us, trusting that God meets us with grace. And so I invite you to stand in body or in spirit and to join us in sharing with one voice our prayer of confession. Let us pray together.
Holy God,
come to this table confessing
that we do not always recognize you when we are near.
We want to know Jesus, but at times find ourselves seeking answers in place of relationship.
We struggle to hear Christ's call and find reasons not to follow. Forgive us, we pray, for this is not what you have taught us. Meet us again, Holy One, not in ideas, not in rules, but in relationship. In the face of our doubts and hesitations, remind us that we are known and loved. Amen. Family of faith, hear the good news. The same Jesus we seek to know already knows us fully and completely. So say these words of grace with me.
Our story begins with belovedness.
Even when we lose our way, even when we feel distant, God never stops calling us to come and see. God never stops calling us
to come and follow.
God in Christ draws closer even in our brokenness with God's healing, love, and grace. We are known, we are forgiven, we are beloved. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us join now in the call and response that has become the way of the church throughout the generations to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ with every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
I invite you to offer signs of peace to those around you. Peace of Christ be with you, George.
Gracious God,
we give you praise
and thanks for this holy communion, the body of Christ, of your make us all one.
Let us pray together the words Jesus taught his disciples, which have been formed and reformed throughout generations. We will share this traditional form of the Lord's Prayer, but we invite you to pray in whatever language is closest to your heart and to address God by the name that feels most true and faithful to you. Let us pray. Pai nosso que estás no céu,
holy
santificado
is your name.
Seja o teu nome.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
o poder e a glória para sempre. Amém. Pour out your spirit on us gathered in many places this day. Pour out your spirit on these gifts before us. Make them the body and love of Christ. Make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, this table is open to all people. All means all. And we encourage those of you at home to light a candle and gather bread and juice in whatever form you have. Please know that whether you're online or here in the sanctuary this morning, you don't need to be a member of this church or any denomination to participate. We're all God's children, and this is God's table, open to all. We will have two stations here in the front of the sanctuary and one station in the back of the sanctuary. Each station has freshly made bread and gluten-free crackers and juice in each cup. In taking a piece of the bread or a cracker and then you dip it in the juice, please make your way around the sides to pray with the candles for as long as you might desire, or return to your pews when you are ready. Let us move together with tender care in this divine dance.
This is the body of Christ and bread of life broken for you.
And this is God's love poured out for you. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
I invite those of you who are praying at the prayer stations to stay as long as you wish, and for the rest of us to join where we are seated in prayer together. Let us pray. Loving God, we give thanks for this holy mystery through which you have revealed yourself to all of creation. In this bread and this cup, may the peace make us one and call us to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our hope. Amen. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, we invite you to join us by giving generously to support the ministries of the table. The generosity of this community allows us to lean in to God's unfolding call on our lives and to align more deeply with God's healing love and justice. We also reach in love by supporting our partnership with Rise Up Bread, which is available just outside our sanctuary door. I invite you now to stand in body or spirit so that as we go from this place, we can carry what we've heard and practice in the world around us. Jesus calls us both the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So people whose presence needs to add flavor and preserve what's good and help love to be seen. May we go with courage to live that call in ordinary, faithful ways. Let us sing this next song as a prayer as we go. This little light of mine. Once wrote a song that said, nobody said it was going to be easy. No one said it was going to be fun. But if you want to take up your cross, you have to follow the sun, S-O-N. We are sun believers, folks. So let's go and be the light of the world and the salt of this earth. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.